Yesterday was Mother's Day. I think we could all agree that any mothers deserve to be spoiled. But I just was curious, how much commercially do we end up spending on that Sunday? I'm joined by producer Nicole Stern. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
Now, let's have a little bit of a talk. How did we spend? You've seen some reports and you've done a bit of research for this.
Yes.
We've forked out a bit, haven't we?
Yes, well, $2 billion.
Sorry, $2
billion? $2 billion. Well, that was the expected price. Yeah.
Across Australia?
Yeah, across the whole of Australia.
Ridiculous amount of money.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And there's a lot more than, say, what we spend on Father's Day.
Okay. Which I don't know.
We'll
get into that later on.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I don't know what the report was implying. But but the biggest spending happened at restaurants and cafes. If you pardon the pun, forking out $3
million. Sure, I will pardon that. Okay.
And averaging $55 per person. With Father's Day, usually $52 per person.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Exactly. So Mother's Day is the second biggest day for restaurants, second to Valentine's Day, where the percentage of bookings increased by 70% compared to the average Sunday service.
That's a busy day.
Yes.
That's a crazy busy day.
Exactly.
70%
yeah.
up.
Especially for lunchtime services.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, so many Sydney-siders chose to eat at modern Australian-based cuisines.
Of course we did.
Yes, of course. Followed by Italian, Indian, Japanese, and then Greek.
Greek, really? Mm-hmm. Oh, I like that. That actually quite makes me happy. Yeah. All right. What about gift-wise?
Gifts. Okay, so there was many, many promotions going through throughout all of Australia's leading retailers. The most popular products were candles, bags, perfumes, chocolates, and gift vouchers, which I am very guilty as charged.
Gift vouchers. Yeah. I don't mind a gift voucher.
No.
It's kind of cool. It basically says, you know, I didn't get you anything entirely useless.
Yeah.
Like, unless you're going to get that thing that is absolutely going to be perfect.
Yeah.
I don't mind a gift voucher.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I find that, gift vouchers are perfect for my mother because she's like, oh, I don't know. And it's what do you want? And she goes, I don't know.
Not sure.
So it's like, okay.
What about jewellery? Is that still popular?
So rose gold.
Rose gold.
Love rose gold.
Okay.
All right. It's a lot softer on the eye. Very pretty.
I guess so. It just makes me think of smartphones these days.
Smartphones? How so?
Well, because rose gold is the new color to put on the back of your tablet or your phone.
Yeah. I always think of my mother's sort of 80s jumpsuit with rose gold, that, you know, the big shimmery thing.
Your mother sounds bloody amazing that she owned that. All right. Okay. Julie noted.
Where was it? Okay. Yeah. And also we spent $200 million on flowers.
That's a lot of flowers.
Throughout Australia. So,
okay. Pretty standard stuff.
Perfume in the air.
Interesting.
Yeah, exactly. So besides all these material gifts, according to a Sydney Morning Herald report by Lucy Cormack, a majority of consumers chose to buy, quotation marks, experiences over tangible products.
Experiences over tangible products.
Which I feel it's more meaningful, especially in sort of the modern materialistic world that we're in.
Maybe I can be on board with that.
Yeah.
I'm curious what we mean by experiences. I mean, it's like mum climbing the Sydney Harbour Bridge and doing the bridge walk.
That's something my mother would do.
I like that.
Probably dining experiences. I think they're sort of referring
that
to.
That does sound nice.
Yeah.
Look, you know, we're a city of great, great fooderies.
Now,
more importantly, you managed to combine Eurovision with Mother's Day last
night,
didn't you?
Yeah. Hands down. So much fun. I'm from the UK. It's something about Eurovision it's a ritual.
Did you get up earlier or did you wait until last night?
We waited till last night.
Did you avoid spoilers?
No, we sort of switched off all news formats.
Well done.
We were very good, very, very good.
Well done.
Yeah, exactly.
Unfortunately, I live in Little Portugal of Sydney, so I found out without meeting. I was just walking to the gym. It was written on nearly every bloody chalkboard in front of every cafe on the way down there. People were very excited.
I was
about
so happy. We did want Australia to win, obviously, because very, very talented. But as soon as I heard Portugal's performance, I was like, he's an artist.
It was actually quite beautiful. I'll give you that. That was very beautiful. My second ever attempt at watching Eurovision. It's really? Extremely weird experience.
Really?
Extremely
well,
weird.
Welcome. Welcome aboard. Are you going to join in next year?
Probably not. It was pretty damn weird. I'm just going to throw that out there. Oh. I'm not sure what I watched last night. But Nicole Stone, thank you very much for that little rundown.
Thank you for having
really
me.
I really appreciate that. Look, kind of curious. Jump on Twitter. What do you think would be the perfect gift for Mother's Day? Let us know what you did. Let us know what you'd like to do next year. And are we spending too much? $2 billion is a lot of money for a single day. Give us a shout out. At 2SER is how to grab us.